When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks, do you hear that? Do you feel that electricity?
Crazy.
I say, with an audience this hot, I don't need to go to the gym. You guys give me strength. I bet I could bench 240. Boom! Folks, I gotta say, you know, it's fall. I tried to prepare. Got my flu shot, got my bivalent COVID booster, but the one thing I did not prepare for was World Cup fever. Symptoms include a little achy and getting excited about scoreless ties. It's by far the biggest sporting event in the world, but this year there's been a bit of a cloud over the World Cup because it's being played in the country of Qatar, a desert country with a repressive regime and a terrible human rights record where their leaders have made homosexuality illegal. Okay, it's like if Ron DeSantis had oil. So, after Qatar was announced as the host, seven European countries got together. They wanted to support the LGBTQ community by having all their captains wear an armband that says, "One Love." It's very nice, it also makes sense. Soccer players don't care what you do in the bedroom as long as you don't use your hands. Okay? Feet, head. Now, they planned these armbands for the last couple of months, right? Everybody knew about them. But then just 2 days ago, FIFA threatened that any captain with the armband would be given a yellow card, okay? A yellow card, which is bad? Is it? It's good. It's a banana coupon. I don't follow the game. Now, people were outraged by this. So in response, FIFA said they'd issue their own armbands that support varied causes like hashtag football unites the world and hashtag be active and hashtag bring the moves. Yes. The powerful social justice message of bring the moves reminds me of the stirring words of MLK. I have a dream that one day we will all shake our groove thang. Take me to Funky Town. Then yesterday, FIFA ordered Belgium to remove the word love from their shirts. Yes, the word love is apparently an inappropriate message on a soccer jersey. That sacred space is reserved for celebrating important ideas like medical flim-flam hucksters, Russian state oil conglomerates, and dong. That's a powerful message.
I mean,
hashtag dong. The homophobia there is so extreme, we've heard reports that rainbow-wearing fans have been refused entry to the games. They're banning love and rainbows. Basically, FIFA is the bad guy in a Care Bears movie. Hugs and friendship will be destroyed unless I unleash the power of my dislovinator machine. Also, no beer. There is a one team not afraid to protest because yesterday, before their match against England, Iran's players remained silent during their national anthem in an apparent protest of the Iranian regime. That is... Yeah, come on. That has consequences. I mean, that's a dare. That's a risk. That What's the word? That is incredibly brave. Or they forgot the words. It happens. Oh, say can those stripes with a flag that's all stripey. Oh, Canada, play ball. The word is the players were expressing solidarity with Iranian women who have taken to the streets in the last 2 months after a 22-year-old named Mahsa Amini died in police custody. The team wasn't alone. Iranian fans made their displeasure known outside the stadium and displayed the slogan of the movement, Women, Life, Freedom. What are three things that are illegal in Qatar? Johnny, tell me what I've won.
A free trip to not go to the World Cup. And having as much beer as you can drink on your new dining room set from Broy Hill. Back to you, Steve.
What else is going on? Oh, this just came in, right? We just found this out. Remember how the former president was the only one in modern history to never release his taxes? Y'all remember that?
Yeah,
well, and that the House Ways and Means Committee has been fighting to see those taxes since 2019. Ugh, 2019, we were so innocent. N95 was just a bingo number. Pete Davidson was dating Kate Beckinsale. And January 6th was just National Bean Day. Of course, every step of the way, the former president did everything in his power to obstruct and delay the release of his taxes going all the way to the Supreme Court. But I am pleased to announce, by the power vested in me by the CBS Television Network, that just a few moments ago, the Supreme Court rejected the former president, clearing the way for the House Ways and Means Committee to get 6 years of his tax returns. That's a long time coming. It's a long time. Now, following this ruling, now we can finally find out if he wrote off Eric as a loss. Keep in mind, the Supreme Court is composed of three of his nominees, and they still rejected him. Normally, to get three people to reject his requests, he has to marry them. That's not really? Oh, really? You know what he's like. That's not the only bad news for the former president. Yesterday, we learned that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has jump-started its criminal investigation into his hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. That's right! Stormy Daniels is back, baby! Yeah! Forget 2019, it's 2018 all over again. So break out those Tide Pods. Argue over whether we heard Laurel or Yanny, and somebody stuff that Thai soccer team back in that cave. They're fine. They're all fine. Ron Howard made a movie about it. They're fine. This case has been kicking around for years. It's been pursued, it's been dropped, and now this case has come back to life. In fact, the push for prosecution is being called the zombie theory. I, for one, don't think it's fair to associate the former president with zombies. I mean, he only gets his hair from a corpse. How soon we forget. It's only two more days till Thanksgiving, which means you should have started drinking 3 days ago. President Biden kicked off the holiday early at a military base in North Carolina, where he had a meal with Marines and their families, and he gave a speech where he shouted out to the youngsters.
Imagine this has to be boring, boring, boring for these kids to stand up here. You're allowed to do anything you want, including go steal a pumpkin if you want.
Yes. You heard him right. President of the United States told them to steal a pumpkin. But that is a welcome change from a few years ago when a pumpkin tried to steal the presidency. Biden, there you go!
I see you.
There you go!
Come on.
Found that sweet spot.
The delivery.
Don't make fun of his wife or his hair. Biden, of course, thanked the troops for their service, and so do we. And then Biden tried his hand a little comedy.
So anyway, Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. By the way, I'm serving mashed potatoes, so come to my place. All kidding aside, thank you for everything you've done.
That is so sweet. That is really lovely. It's a very nice and very sincere. Yeah, but he is serving mashed potatoes. It's such a classic joke. Knock, knock. Who is there? I'm serving mashed potatoes. I'm serving mashed potatoes who? All kidding aside, thank you for everything you've done. To get to the other side. Turkey's not the only thing on the menu getting you sleepy this year, because with so many states legalizing recreational marijuana, folks have begun celebrating Danksgiving. But youngsters, be warned, Danksgiving can be a gateway to harder holidays like Crackmas, Rosh Hashanah, and St. Patrick's Day. This is a biggie. Is it? That's the most dangerous of all. I'm dancing with that chicken. This is a big year for New Yorkers who enjoy Satan's spinach, because the state has just issued its first 36 dispensary licenses for recreational marijuana. Wow. New Yorkers. New Yorkers are going to be so excited to finally try marijuana. These dispensaries cannot open soon enough because due to a surplus supply and no legal way to sell it, there is too much weed stockpiled in New York right now. Experts could tell New York had too much weed when it left the party without saying anything, sat on its bed in the dark and Googled, "Can you be high forever?" We got a great show for you tonight.
More Late Show Pod Show after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, folks, Thanksgiving, it's a wonderful holiday. But it's also filled with all sorts of stressful questions. How to deal with traffic? Does anybody have any dietary restrictions? How much do I need to mess up a store-bought pie to make it look like it's homemade? Thankfully, there's a place dedicated to answering your Thanksgiving questions, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. It's a toll-free number to get help from a turkey prep, from a team of experts, or occasionally to get some help from me, because a few years back, I went to their headquarters in Illinois to give people some of my advice. Tonight, let's take a fond look back at what TV historians call a Colbert classic.
The Late Show presents Stephen Colbert's Thanksgiving Turkey Tips.
I headed to the Butterball Call Center in Naperville, Illinois, where I met Carol Miller, a 33-year Butterball veteran.
Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. You too.
So, Carol?
That's correct.
What makes a good Butterball hotliner? Like, what are you looking for?
Someone that has some food background.
I've eaten a lot.
Yeah.
I've eaten a lot
of
food.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the craziest question you've ever got?
Sometimes they call and want to know where they can rent a turkey suit.
Why do they need a turkey suit?
Don't ask.
Don't ask. Role playing, maybe?
I don't know.
You be the pilgrim, I'll be the turkey?
No, I'm not sure.
Go get the baster? You know the turkey handshake?
I don't. I should.
Like this?
Like this.
You, you come at me like this, and then a thumb's hooked from behind.
All right.
And you go...
Got it.
Yeah. What kind of voice should I be using? What's the phone manner like? Is it like, hi, this is Steve.
Yes.
Can I take
it? Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How about like, welcome to the Butterball Hotline?
No. The first one.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. When you're done talking and you've made them happy and you say goodbye, mm-hmm. you might want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Is it more important to have a happy beginning of the phone call, or should I give them a happy ending?
All the way through.
All the way through. Okay.
Keep it happy.
Happy all the way through.
Informative.
All the way through.
Okay. When you're done,
hotline.
See the black button here, that's going to get released, and then you will get another call.
The release is right there.
Right.
So after the happy ending, I hit the black button for the full release.
That's right.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Carol.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All right.
Butterball Hotline. Let's butter your balls.
And I like it well done. How would you suggest I cook it?
A long time. Cook it a long time. Hi, this is Carol. Welcome to the Turkey Talk Line.
Hi. Carol, I'm cooking my butterball turkey breast with wings. And I put it in at 325.
Oh, boy.
But after 2 hours, I put aluminum foil on it.
Mm-hmm.
The meat thermometer is saying it's at 188.
188?
Yes.
Get out of there. It's going to blow. 188. There's no way you want a turkey that hot.
That's what I'm saying, because I followed the time on the instructions.
What's your name?
So, why are you asking me my name?
I'm trying to calm you down. You seem like you're in a panic.
Said you were a turkey expert. When they answer the phone, you're described as a turkey expert.
Well, that's mostly marketing.
Okay.
I apologize. I apologize for
tried.
The entire company. Butterball Turkey Talk Line, this is Steve. How can I help you?
Oh, I hope you can. This is really a question about stuffing.
Okay, do you call it stuffing or dressing?
I call it stuffing.
Okay, wrong answer. Bye-bye. Delta 359er, this is Chicago O'Hare Tower. I need you to go to 2,700 feet and level off on approach. Please stay in the holding pattern. We will advise.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Delta 359er?
No, I'm calling the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Well, you've reached O'Hare Tower. We've got, can you please put the pilot on?
What?
Can you please put the pilot of the plane on? I need to talk to the pilot of the plane. You are on approach. You are on final approach to runway Delta 5. Ma'am, it is a federal offense to interrupt with avionics or aviation. Please put the pilot on right now. You are Delta 359er on approach to O'Hare. I've got planes stacked up over O'Hare like cordwood right now. All right? Can I have your name, please?
No.
You can't have your name. Okay, I'm going to have to hand this over to Homeland Security if you don't give me your name.
Delta
359er. Delta 359er, you are cleared to land.
I'm going to call the police, all right?
Well, I'm going to call the Army.
Thank you to all the good people of the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. And to everyone I talk to, I'm so sorry.
Coming up, Cate Blanchett takes the Colbert Questionnaire.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with the lovely and talented Cate Blanchett. Cate, you know I really enjoy having you on the show. You're a wonderful guest, always fun to talk to. I admire you immensely. But even from the number of times I've been able to talk to you in person over Zoom, it's really hard to get to know someone in the confines of one of these interviews where we're talking about the movie you've got coming out, Tar, or the things I've seen you in before. We don't really plumb the depths of the actual person of Cate Blanchett.
There's no there.
Exactly.
As they say.
It's hard to know. So what we've done here at the Late Show is we've come up with something called the Colbert Questionnaire. It's a series of 15 questions that have been ergonomically designed to be a psyche-seeking missile and find out who the true Cate Blanchett is. Do you have the courage to face the Colbert Questionnaire?
Can I lie down?
You can do anything. Here we go, brave woman. Question number one, Cate Blanchett. What is the best sandwich?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Kept it simple, I admire that. Cate Blanchett, what's the one thing you own that you should really throw out?
Underpants that my mother made me when I was in high school.
Und, I'm glad to see we are making progress about your childhood. Fraulein.
I'm not wearing them right now.
No, that's fine. That's fine. No, no, no. Okay.
Okay.
Kate Blanchett, what's the scariest animal?
A possum.
No, wait a second.
I had one on the end of my bed.
Are you saying an American possum that looks like a rat or the Australian possum?
The Australian possum that can kill cats.
But you are not a cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what's the scariest
animal? No, you can stay with the possum. You don't have to change it. But they're furry. They're kind of cute.
Oh, no, no, they do. They kill cats.
Okay. Apples or oranges?
So, hang on. Is a therapist meant to question the answers that the person gives? I mean, I've never been in long-term therapy. It's like, okay, you can choose your animal, but then I'm just going to change your mind.
Well,
like,
I didn't change your mind. I said, you can keep your animal. I want her to
explore.
You just
didn't agree with it.
Of course I don't agree with it. Of course,
what is the scariest?
Okay, I'll ask Stephen the questions, Colbert. Fraulein.
Okay.
And I'm not a therapist, by the way. All of this is going to be in my book. Okay. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Yes, you can't put peanut butter on orange. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
No.
Oh, okay. Kate Blanchett, what do you think happens when we die?
You turn into a soup, a human soup. In the mortuary industry, that's where I refer to. You become a soup.
And how do you know that's what they say? In the mortuary industry, if I can ask a brief follow-up.
Because I saw a documentary.
Okay. Okay. Keep it light, Kate.
You asked the question.
I did ask the question.
What happens when we die?
When we die? Some people have very hopeful answers.
Like
I gotta
what?
Tell you. I don't
what?
Know the that that
little angels we come down and well, you lose bladder control. Yeah.
Struck a nerve. Okay. Favorite action movie?
Ooh. You know, I'm. What was the one with Mel Gibson and the mullet?
The Patriot or
no.
Or a Freedom.
He had so
that
many mullets.
That one where he plays William Wallace. The what's McCall?
Would you call
Braveheart? Braveheart?
Would you call Dirty Harry an action movie?
Sure. Well, yeah. Kind of at times it is.
Bambi. Let's go with Bambi.
Bambi. Okay. Well, that fire scene's very
it's
very
really
scary. Cool. Very scary. Favorite smell?
Oh, garlic.
Garlic, okay.
Yeah, cooking garlic, not garlic on other people.
Not like
particularly
like
when you're
raw
on
garlic or roasted garlic or.
Yeah, like when you're cooking a sugo or something.
Okay. What?
Or the smell of your baby's butt before they poop. like baby's
baby smell. Yeah, and what were you cooking with the garlic? Sugo.
Sugo.
What is sugo?
Sugo. You don't obviously don't cook. It's.
I don't know what sugo is.
Sugo is like a tomato kind of base that is used in a lot of Italian cooking.
That's lovely. Steven. That's lovely.
Yeah. Your ceiling's really beautiful, by the way.
Isn't it? It's really gorgeous. This is all digital projection up
looks
here.
Looks like a kind of butterfly.
Kind of. We do laser light shows and play Zeppelin.
Do you? Yeah, yes. Nice. When no one's here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Least favorite smell.
B.O.
Ooh, yeah.
B.O.
Yeah. And you've had teenage
no,
boys.
I think it's actually, and you don't know how to tell people. And it's the worst one is when it's your own B.O. That's really bad.
Has that ever
because
surprised
you? Suddenly
you? Has that ever surprised
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that has surprised me, yeah.
Okay, all right. Are you comfortable?
Very.
Okay. Most used app on your phone?
I don't like apps.
That wasn't the question. Do you have a phone? Does it have apps?
Does it? Well, I have a phone. Most used app on my phone. There's an app where you have to pay for parking when you catch the train called Ringo. I use that quite a lot.
Okay, that's good. All right. Cats or dogs?
Dogs, definitely. Right. Although I have a cat called Warwick who's like a dog.
What number am I thinking of?
7.
No. Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
Oh.
That's two. That's two. Three to go. Oh.
Mama, help me.
Kate Blanchett, congratulations, madam. You are known. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.